The book of Revelation continues to hold a fascination for people from all walks of life. Even some don't believe the message of the book, write whole books about the fascination people have with the prophecies and images portrayed in this book. Those who do believe in this message continue to turn out more books with new theories to decode its intricate prophecies. You're listening to Longitude. It's Wednesday, May 1st, 2007. I'm Darris McNeely. Yesterday, I talked about a book called A History of the End of the World. That book chronicles the many fabulous ideas and interpretations of the book of Revelation by armchair prophets. I showed in the podcast that the world will not end as the doomsayers predict. The Bible says nothing of that idea. Human life is not going to evaporate in a nuclear Armageddon. Last week, I was walking once again through my local bookstore and saw yet another new title, a new book promising to provide the code to unlock understanding of the book of Revelation. You know, I think if more people sat down with their Bible and began reading Revelation, they would come up with more basic understanding than they would with all of these so-called helps provided by authors who want to make a profit from their ideas. Solomon's words are ever truer today. Of the making of books, there is no end. Revelation does have a message for us today, and you can understand what it is. Our world is approaching one of those crossroads of history where we are about to see massive changes in the existing power relationships that have shaped the world that we know. America, the present world colossus, is being challenged by nations that want their time at the center of the world stage. China is rising as a power in Asia and is moving relentlessly to counter American influence wherever it can. At the same time, China finances a huge portion of America's massive account deficit in world trade. The dollar has weakened in recent weeks and could be replaced as the leading world currency by another, possibly the euro. When and if that happens, America will see prices rise dramatically and a reduction in its standard of living. The time of the dominance of the English-speaking peoples, America, Great Britain, and others, is coming to a close. Other nations are striving to lead the world, and the Bible and the book of Revelation has specific things to say about this. Should you take the words of Revelation literally? The answer is yes. Many people mistakenly refer to the book of Revelation as, quote, the revelation of St. John. However, when you look at its opening words, you see that it declares that there it is the literal revelation of Jesus Christ to his church today. The book unveils the future as told by Jesus, who is eager to move the creation to the next level of God's great and glorious plan. Christ has a direct message from God's throne showing what will happen at the close of this age, the biblical time of the end and the dawning of the world to come. Look at these closing words from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 18 to 19. They're very important. It says, quote, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in the book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." End of quote. Now, if you believe in God, and if you believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, as the Messiah, then the book of Revelation is a book you want to take seriously. You don't want to ignore its words and teachings. Even if you have a casual belief in God and the Bible, you may want to look at today's world to see that there are some pretty scary things on the horizon. There is a rising tide of religious influence on world affairs. Nations are gravitating toward new geopolitical alignments. At the same time, a power vacuum seems to be developing among world leaders. With more nations developing nuclear abilities, the threat of nuclear war is as great today as at any time during the days of the Cold War. Something is happening to the world's climate. There are abrupt shifts in weather patterns leading to drought in many places. The severity of earthquakes and hurricanes in recent years serve to awaken us to the power of nature running outside its normal boundaries. Whatever the cause, and the Bible has something to say about the cause of upset weather, something extraordinary is happening to the earth's weather patterns. And the book of Revelation has something to say about all those and other world trends. Now, more than ever, you need to understand Christ's message from this book of prophecy. If you've not read our free booklet, the Book of Revelation unveiled, you can do so through our website at WNPOnline.org, and through that as well, you can order your own free hard copy. World News and Prophecy, Longitude, this website continues to provide insight and understanding of today's world in view of Bible prophecy. Keep reading, keep listening, and keep watching. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeil.